Ty Gilpin is a big friend to everyone that has this position on the other side of the microphone, has been for a long time. Ty is also a member of great band Unspoken Tradition. Now, Ty does music promotion. He makes sure that my mailbox is full of all of the best music from a label that he works for and promotes for. We'll talk about that. A couple years ago, Ty showed up in his own band, Unspoken Tradition. Great album was released, got it in the mail, and I thought, well, Ty's a busy guy. He's promoting music, and he's in a band, too. And look, Unspoken Tradition's a great band. Simple Little Town was the first album. Immediately worked its way into my playlist and a lot of different shows throughout the country. Recently, a second CD arrived, Miles Between. Again, Unspoken Tradition. And as good, if not better, than the first one. It's such a solid, traditional bluegrass sound, but with new songs and just new blood, if you want to look at it that way. We're going to talk to Ty about all these different jobs that he has, and we'll focus on Unspoken Tradition and their new album, Miles Between. You're going to enjoy it. Ty's a wonderful fellow, and like I said, very devoted at making sure he does his job. Keeps people like me happy so that I can get the music, and then you can hear it. And you do often, thanks to Ty Gilpin for that. If I don't thank him enough throughout the show, Ty Gilpin, you're going to like it a lot. Well, I would like to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass, Ty Gilpin. How you doing, Ty?
Hey, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, of course, I'm calling you now because of the great records that you send me from Unspoken Tradition, but I've known you for a while, and I want to touch just a little bit. I want to touch on the new album from Unspoken Tradition and the band as a whole, and the new album is Miles Between, but I used to get, and I still get, this wonderful mailbox stuffed full of things that Ty Gilpin sends me. I want people listening to understand what your role is with Mountain Home real quick, and then we'll get into the band.
Well, those wonderful things, I'm sending you our CDs from our label, Mountain Home, which should include hopefully a lot of your listeners' favorite groups, Boston Range, Lonesome River Band, Flat Lonesome, Darren Brooke Aldridge, the Boxcars, Dole Offer and Quicksilver, Newtown, Christy Cox. I'm sure there's more. There's a lot of people on that label right now.
You know what?
there's some of the big ones.
It sounds to me like you just went through one of my playlists on a given show.
Yeah, it's the Mountain Home playlist show from Steve Martin.
Well, and the thing, you know, I went to that one when you had a showcase down in Raleigh, and man, it was just like, it's what you just described. It's just one great band, and I just stood there in awe of what the labels put together, and I knew you were always sending me good CDs that I always get into the playlist, because they're always solid when they're coming from Ty, and I watched that showcase down in Raleigh, and I thought, holy moly. This is an action-packed label. They're planning on doing something big, and they're doing it now.
Well, yeah, we're glad to, for the first time, put on a big showcase like that at IBMA. They allowed us to occupy a couple of their big suite rooms, the big sort of smaller conference rooms up there, and we put a bunch of folks on the stage. The new release from Chris Jones, the Night Drivers, they got up there and played some of their new album. We had Darren Brooke Aldridge. We had the Grascals, another group on the label, playing things off of the new release. And then there's this.
Mm-hmm. And Flat Lonesome with Runaway Train, who they were just...
Flat Lonesome there, yeah.
My exactly. Goodness. It was exciting. That was to me, I told people as I was leaving that showcase, you could go pay big money for a festival and not see a lineup like that one. Those are all headliners, in my opinion. One after another, after another, after another. It was amazing.
Yeah. I think the label has, over the years, gathered a good stable that's the cream of the crop and worked really hard to make great bands even better through our marketing efforts, through our just promotion, through our love, the folks, the label, their own love of the music and bluegrass. And investing a lot of time, energy, and into these artists, and just you know, a band like Flat Lonesome, for them to come from a virtually unknown group and work with them over the course of three albums and have them be one of the prominent young bands in the genre right now. It's just an honor to work with folks like that and all these legendary people like Dole Lawson. And Dole Lawson is actually coming to the studio this week to do another album with Paul Williams.
Oh, nice.
Duet songs. So get ready for that one. Yeah, we're just honored. I'm honored to be a part of a team that just loves this music.
Well, and here's the thing: as I'm getting all this great music as you're describing, I'm getting all these things from Ty in the mail for play on Unreal Bluegrass, and I use them all, I get them all, and all of a sudden I get a couple years ago, I guess I get Unspoken Tradition, and that album was Simple Little Town, and I thought it was kind of like a stealth CD from Ty, because I didn't know you before that. I mean, I knew you as the guy stuffing my mailbox, but I got this album and I put it in right away, and I thought, this is really great. This was great, and then I got it into the mix right away and sneak it in whenever I can. And I was very pleasantly surprised by that. And I should have known of Unspoken Tradition. I did not. But like I'm saying, in the midst of getting all these CDs from Ty, I get your band that you work with, Unspoken Tradition. And I was absolutely floored. And then when I saw you guys, we were talking about being in Raleigh. You were handing out the new one, which is Miles Between, and that. First, when I got back that first weekend, the very first tune that I played was Bullet, which is a kind of a neat, it's a song from the point of view of a bullet. I mean, it's like, be careful what you're doing, and I love that tune, and you've got songs on Miles Between that just absolutely, like I told you before we started, before people hear this at the top of the show, I will play Rattlesnake Run, which just gets up and goes. I mean, if there's you have a great mix of music on this album.
I'm glad you think so. It's funny. I've always been involved. I was a player and a lover of bluegrass music before I even started with Mountain Home. And through just working with one of our premier groups, Darren Brooke Aldridge, they're from a town called Cherryville, North Carolina. And it's not too far from Asheville, where Asheville, North Carolina, where our label's based. So I have always loved to play bluegrass, play with different bands over the years, and just by happenstance, Darren Aldridge contacted me and said, hey, there's a bunch of hometown guys, and all the guys in the band, for the most part, are younger than me, kind of the old hat. And he said, I've got some guys here, you know, they're students of mine, or used to be students of mine, play with them for Tom's play some music. They've really taken off and done their own music casually, and this was the guys in Unspoken Tradition. This was in 2013, and he said that, you know, they really could use a mandolin player, maybe just for fun you could play with them. And so we kind of just got together with them a little bit, and eventually, not too long after I'd first met them, we went over and played a little bit in the 2013 Stigma and competed in the band competition and had a great experience doing that, and just decided we kind of got along and clicked. We had the same kind of musical interests. There's a lot of different kinds of bluegrass that you can like,
exactly,
from the really old traditional stuff to progressive. And we're into writing and creating our own music. I found sort of kindred spirits with those guys. They were into that, so we're all into being creative and writing. And we just kind of started from there with no major intent on making it into, making a huge break for the big time or anything. We just had a love for the music, love for bluegrass picking, and wanted to do add our own original ideas into that. So we did that for a while, and it got to the point I was like, you know, we should get some of the stuff recorded. And
You said I know a label.
Well, you know, we're not on the Mountain Home label. I would never presume to try to mix.
That's good.
There's some premier groups on the label.
That's a good.
We were still sort of an amateur level at that point, and I never wanted to sort of use my label connections.
Gotcha.
I just love the music, and we thought it would be great. So we made a recording. We actually did it in the fiddle player's living room. And set it out ourselves, and it's got some good response, and we started playing a little bit more and get a little more active in the regional area. And I think one of the songs off of there actually got into the top 20 on one of the Bluegrass Today monthly charts. So we were encouraged by that and said, you know, we still love this. Steve, the definition of amateur is for the love of. It's French for the love of.
Yes, of course.
So
amateur.
We're amateurs. We're doing it for the love of.
That's right.
But we gained some momentum, so we thought we would do another album. And we actually, I did book some time. Mountain Home has some studios connected to the label that you can, a custom group can go and pay by the day to use our studio. So since I was there, I already knew the engineers. We decided to go ahead and record the second one there with the same engineer, Van Atkins, who ultimately became our co-producer. He's the same guy that records Balsam Range and Darren and Brooke and Lonesome River Band, and he did a great job making us sound, all that more better. And once again, Miles Between, not on the Mountain Home label, something we were doing out of the love of the music, but we thought, let's just send this around and maybe some kind folks like yourself would give us some airplay.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. If you see Ty somewhere, I'm speaking of Ty Gilpin, who is, does a lot of, he just makes it rain with CDs from Mountain Home is the way I can describe it. If you see him, he's just like, get these out. So he's do a great job on the front end of Mountain Home. But if you see him, you see him playing with Unspoken Tradition. And the one thing when you see this band, Ty, is you're listening to bluegrass. And as you described, there's all kinds of influences, and you all bring different, and you want to write original tunes. But this is a bluegrass band. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think we can comfortably say, and all these silly arguments about what it is or isn't, Unspoken Tradition, when you sit down and watch them, you're watching bluegrass.
Yeah, I mean, you know it when you hear it, right?
Yep. I mean, and
we're proud of that. We all come from, the name of the band kind of gives you a little bit of an idea, but we all come from, I think, pretty traditions. I came up in the 80s, and the bluegrass influences on me were the first generation guys, Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
The guys that are younger came up probably another decade after me, so they were influenced by Lonesome River Band and Third Time Out and Blue Highway, and even more progressive stuff beyond that that would probably be pushing the bluegrass envelope. So I think when we got together, the combination of older influences, new influences, and just the need to sort of want to be creative in our own right. As artists and do original music, those things, the combination just kind of came together. And what you hear are, on the first album, we did a Stanley Brothers song. The new album is almost exclusively original tunes, but I hope that it comes across as rooted in that traditional sound.
Exactly.
Although it might be a little bit more edgier in some cases.
And here, for example, Ty, it is. It absolutely is rooted, as I tell people, if you listen to Unspoken Tradition, you're listening to bluegrass, just put that aside. But like, for example, the very first cut on the album, Point of Rock Station, I mean, that just gets out and is right there. The vocal is very strong. It may not be what you grew up to listening the Stanley, but as far as the vocalization of it, but it's all bluegrass. But boy, the vocal really just kind of grabs you and pulls you in. That's a powerful vocal, which reappears on the album. But it's still all said, it's all bluegrass. I mean, it's comfortably bluegrass. There's that. There's a little bit of a bluesy mix somewhere in. I want to say One More Drink is kind of a bluesy tune. There's some just absolute get up and go instrumental stuff that you play. This is a really solid band that you're pulling in all those influences. And it's fun to listen to, because there are differences, but there are similarities to so many different kinds of music. I'm glad you explained the rest of the band versus your experience, because all those things inform what you're doing now, and I think it's really working well for you.
Yeah, I think that's people talk debate about the future of bluegrass music, but I think the key is to take the original elements of it and make it your own. Not necessarily change those elements, but put your own voice into that. And I couldn't be more proud of the guys that I play with. You mentioned Point of Rock and One More Drink. Those are songs that are sung, and one of them was written by our bass player, Lee Schufer. Got a great original voice, great songwriter, can sing any part in the band. Great bass player. The other guys in the group, Audie and Zane McGinnis, which are brothers, from Cherryville, North Carolina, guitar and banjo. Zane's an incredible young banjo player, really puts a drive in there. Audie, another great songwriter, great singer, can sing any part, great guy on stage. And then our fiddle player, Tim Gardner, who I've played with even longer, who contributes a lot to the sound of Unspoken Tradition. I've played with him in prior bands, and he's another great guy to have on the team. So it's been the five of us together have have I think, done something a little bit different.
I think it is, and here's something else, and every once in a while I'll come back to this concept when I have a guest on the program. There is drive throughout this entire album, which is not to be confused with speed. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes
Jerry Martin talks about that. He used to talk about that drive
okay.
and speed.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, you want to have that drive. Fast is tempo. Drive is power.
Yeah. And there's kind of a groove. There's kind of a groove that kicks in, and it's you're locked into it. And speed and tempo, like you said, can change and go. But I think there's just a drive throughout both the albums. I've heard from Unspoken Tradition that's what I say. When you listen to Unspoken Tradition. Now, there's not going to be any discussion about where you fit in the spectrum, and you have all these new creative voices. I don't mean just singing, but the voices and as far as the music and stuff that all blends in together. I think Miles Between is a great. That's your second album. That's a great second album.
Well, it couldn't please us more that you think that. We value someone who knows the music as well as you do.
Uh-oh.
It means a lot.
Well, you're very kind.
Hopefully everybody thinks like you.
That would be a horribly boring world if everybody. But as far as the music, Unspoken Tradition, I think they can follow that lead, and I feel comfortable they could agree with me on that. And I don't want everybody to think like me. That'd be boring, man.
We appreciate it.
Listen, great album, great second album, great performance, and I'll see you, I guess, down in. You'll be back in Raleigh again. I will be down there doing my duty as a member of the board of IBMA. So I'll run into you down there. And by then you'll probably have a whole bunch of literally. You find Ty, he's like throwing CDs. I'll make it rain in CDs. And it's just you got to wear goggles or you get those paper cuts around your eyes and everything. But you do a great job on that end for Mountain Home, and then the fact that you have this band that you're involved with is just so good. You're doing well, my man.
Well, thank you. And to tell the truth, none of these bands that I work with or my own or any of these groups could do it without great radio people that are getting the music out to folks and listeners in their region. So we thank everybody in your community that tunes in and listens to your show. We thank you for getting it out there, and please keep doing it. That's the only way the rest of us can do it.
It's a pleasure. Listen, I told you and I told the audience that at the top of the show, we kicked off this program that you appear on with Rattlesnake Run, and I want you have the pleasure of, as I say goodbye to you, I'm going to play another tune from Unspoken Tradition's new album, Miles Between. You get to pick. Which one will we end with?
Well, you mentioned The Bullet earlier, and that seems to be a song that's had an effect on people. I think it's a timely message. It's a different kind of voice. In the message, and I think that people will kind of understand what I'm talking about once they hear the lyrics
yes.
and hear the song.
Yes.
It's written from a perspective of a bullet inside a gun and what its intent may or may not be depending on the person who's pulling the trigger. So it's maybe a deeper subject for the bluegrass genre.
It is. No, it's great. And here's what I would say, because we'll play that right as I say goodbye to you. I think this, don't make assumptions about what the song is about based on the title until you listen to all the words. I think that's a fair statement, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That was written by Autumn McGinnis, and he did a really clever job of giving a different perspective on the subject, so I hope you enjoy it.
It makes you think. All right, listen, Ty, I'll let you go. Thanks. Congratulations, Unspoken Tradition, and I'll catch up to you again, and after we hang up, the audience will listen to Bullet from Miles Between. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks again. Ty Gilpin talking about the new album from Unspoken Tradition, Miles Between. Great music, great thought. It is a drive. It is a bluegrass sound, no question about it, but they have some new stuff that's coming, and I think they will continue to develop, and you'll hear greater things. Not that this isn't great. It is great, but I see nothing but great things coming from Unspoken Tradition. Thanks again, Ty Gilpin and the entire band. On Steve Martin's Unreal Bluegrass, thanks so much for tuning in.